President Trump signed a bill to end a 43-day government shutdown, placing blame squarely on the Democrats. According to Trump, the Democrats engaged in what he termed extortion, holding the government hostage in their attempts to secure funding for illegal immigrants. He stated, they inflicted massive harm in keeping the government closed, highlighting the shutdown's impact on federal workers, food stamp benefits, and overall economic activity. Trump characterized the situation as a political failure of the opposition, saying, this was a no-brainer, this was an easy extension, but they didn't want to do it the easy way. He further criticized the Democrats for causing significant disruptions, including the cancellation and delay of 20,000 flights. House Speaker Mike Johnson echoed Trump's sentiments, calling the shutdown pointless and foolish and asserting that the Democrats did not achieve anything through it. Johnson expressed optimism following the House's vote to reopen the government, which passed with bipartisan support. The funding bill signed by Trump will continue government operations through January and includes appropriations for agriculture and military construction, among others. The overall narrative crafted by Trump and Republican leaders frames the Democrats as responsible for the shutdown, a strategy that could resonate with voters in upcoming elections. By linking the shutdown to a failure of Democratic leadership, Trump seeks to solidify his party's stance and rally support ahead of the election cycle. Trump's criticism extended to the economic repercussions of the shutdown, with White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt suggesting that the shutdown may have long-term effects on the federal statistical system, potentially impairing economic data crucial for policymaking. The narrative of blame is set to influence Republican strategies as they prepare for the next electoral battle, positioning themselves as champions of fiscal responsibility against a backdrop of perceived Democratic mismanagement.